April 29, a sure foundation. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. 2 Timothy 2:19. The Lord will have a people as true as steel and with faith as firm as the granite rock. They are to be his witnesses in the world, his instrumentalities to do a special, a glorious work in the day of his preparation. Ministers who have preached the truth with all zeal and earnestness may apostatize and join the ranks of our enemies, but does this turn the truth of God into a lie? Nevertheless, says the apostle, the foundation of God standeth sure. The faith and feelings of men may change, but the truth of God never. It is as certain that we have the truth as that God lives, and Satan with all his arts and hellish power cannot change the truth of God into a lie. While the great adversary will try his utmost to make of none effect the word of God, truth must go forth as a lamp that burneth. The Lord has singled us out and made us subjects of his marvelous mercy. Shall we be charmed with the pratings of the apostate? Shall we choose to take our stand with Satan and his host? Shall we join with the transgressors of God's law? Rather, let it be our prayer, Lord, put enmity between me and the serpent. If we are not at enmity with his works of darkness, his powerful fold encircles us, and his sting is ready at any moment to be driven to our hearts. We should count him a deadly foe. We should oppose him in the name of Christ. Our work is still onward. Let all who name the name of Christ clothe themselves with the armor of righteousness. The time has come when we must know for ourselves why we believe as we do. Let us lay up for ourselves a good foundation against the time to come, that we may lay hold on eternal life. We must labor not in our own strength, but in the strength of our risen Lord. What will we do and dare for Jesus?